Around the clock and breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He'll make his case to the nation Tuesday night. President Obama says we must attack Syria for using chemical weapons, and he's trying to convince Congress to authorize force.
The president acknowledges he faces strong suspicions about Middle East interventions.
That suspicion will probably be even stronger in my party than in the Republican Party.
As for whether the president would strike Syria even if Congress votes no, he wouldn't answer.
Right now, I'm working to get as much support as possible out of Congress.
House Republican leaders are glad to see the president address the nation, but they suggest it might have been more helpful if he had done so earlier. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Amid the political chaos in Egypt, new troops and tanks are being deployed to the northern Sinai Peninsula, an area near Gaza, home of Islamic militants. An Egyptian military official says they'll quote-unquote clean areas around two towns and villages. It was a launch you might have seen.
Five, four,
just before three, midnight in Virginia, two, NASA sent a robotic explorer to the moon, and visible from South Carolina to Maine. Though there were some technical issues after launch, the spacecraft is still on target to go study the moon's thin, dusty atmosphere. A former NFL player held without bail after pleading not guilty to murder in Massachusetts.
23-year-old Aaron Hernandez is accused in the shooting death of 27-year-old Odin Lloyd, a semi-pro football player from Boston who was dating the sister of Hernandez's girlfriend. Cops found Lloyd's body in an industrial park near Hernandez's home in June. He was shot five times.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasseh. There's almost history in baseball last night. San Francisco Giants pitcher Yusmeiro Petit was perfect till two outs and two strikes in the ninth.
And the pitch. Swinging a line drive to right. Pence is going to dive, and it falls in front of Pence for a base hit.
Eric Chavez's hit broke it up, but Petit got the next out on Comcast, and the Giants shut out the Diamondbacks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper. Weekdays, it's Markets Now on Fox Business.
Big sales for automakers.
We will indeed see some reaction down here.
We've got the numbers.
I'll look at some of the winners and losers in the market.
Tracking every trade, watching every sector.
The stock's actually at an all-time high.
U.S. manufacturing continued to expand.
Minute by minute, Markets Now is your source for real-time business news.
Gold and silver dropping like lead balloons today.
You still can find some opportunities.
Only one network has the pulse across the financial world. Fox Business, the power to prosper.
It hit us during what many call the Great Recession. The financial crisis started 5 years ago.
There were signs of trouble months earlier, but the first time America really noticed the crisis was on September 7th, 2008.
The U.S. government has seized control of mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
With $5 trillion of home loans, Fannie and Freddie were drowning in red ink. It was the start of the government bailouts.
Call it a bailout, I'd call it a stabilization.
President George W. Bush and his Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson didn't like bailouts, but how to do them anyway.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are critical to turning the corner on housing.
In other words, too big to fail. What followed was a downward spiral. Foreclosed homes, Wall Street banks failing, stock market losses, unemployment, recession, and the slow recovery still ongoing today. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
The Federal Reserve is still stimulating the economy with a bond buying program, and how long that will last remains a big question after yesterday's jobs report. The unemployment rate dropped to a near five-year low.
To 7.3%.
Mainly because a lot of people stopped looking, so the size of the U.S. workforce is at
the lowest level in 35 years.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes adds that 169,000 people were hired last month.
The economy created 74,000 fewer jobs in June and July than previously reported.
A cat in Alaska may have just used up 8 of its 9 lives.
When cats play, they can really get distracted. 2-year-old Wasabi, for example, playfully chasing a mosquito around her apartment in Alaska. And when the mosquito flew out the window, so did Wasabi, falling 11 stories. The Juno Empire reporting she needed surgery, has pins and wires for some broken bones and a pink cast on one leg. But she is recovering. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
At tennis's U.S. Open, defending champions Serena Williams and Victoria Azarenka will be going on to the finals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
High pressure holds on for one more day. An approaching cold front from the northwest will ramp up our shower chances in the afternoon tomorrow, and some slightly cooler temperatures for the start of the work week next week. But sunshine today at 82, a few clouds tonight, low near 62. Sunshine for tomorrow with a pop-up shower or storm, a high 87. And Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 70s. Warmer Tuesday, sunshine, upper 80s. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
NBCNews.com.
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 Whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you're from, there's one place where you can get a deeper understanding of the stories that affect you.
NBCNews.com.
NBCNews.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus, seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Stay informed all day on the latest breaking news and stimulating talk.
Listen while you work on AM 680 and WCBM.com.
The most powerful names in news and talk. Fox News and Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We hope you enjoyed the first hour. We're getting ready to launch the second. However, we would like to have you participate a little more enthusiastically this hour with your phone calls at 410-922-6680 concerning anything you'd like to talk about or comment on anything that we've talked about here so far. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you're listening on the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, you know, Southern Maryland, outside the local dialing area, but still in Maryland, you can call us on that 800-922-6680 line. So, let's see. What do we want to talk about this hour? Well, we've got a couple of calls here. Why don't we see what Mark has in mind, and then we'll go right to his calls. By the way, I spoke to the folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, about giving us some muzzleloaders to give away this year, this hunting season, and they're going to do that. They're going to give us the Wolf rifle, stainless steel with a camo stock. That's a nice rifle, and we'll be giving those away here. I think we're going to do three. I think we'll do three. And I think we'll do October, November, December. What do you think? Do you like that idea? That'll give us time to get it up and promote it a little bit and talk about the fine folks at CVA and Power Belt Bullets and Bergera Barrels and the Claw Gunsling that they promote. It's all part of BPI Guns at one point, Black Powder Incorporated, I think, is what it is. But CVA.com is where to go and see that. So we're going to take a look at that. Let's talk to Mark in Glen Burnie, see what Mark has to say. Mark, what's your subject today?
Hey, Doyle.
I'm good. How are you?
About charter boat fishing.
Yes, sir. What about it?
I'm trying to find a last place for the season to take my son without having to go all the way down to Chesapeake Beach.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
On a charter boat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there are a couple that operate out of Baltimore Harbor. Why don't you give our buddies down at Tochterman's a call? Talk to Tony and ask him if he has any recommendations.
Okay.
How's that sound?
You got a number? Good.
Tochterman's, 410-327-6942.
679. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. I talked to Tony yesterday, but we haven't done their commercial here for a while. Let's see what I can.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it.
No, that's all right. I mean, you know, we're in a transition period with Tochterman's, and they are as well. So, you know, we're just working with them as best we can and as best as they can. So they're doing great. Everything's fine. You know, the business is good. They're putting the resources into stock in the store. They're doing some remodeling. So, you know, we understand all that. And so 327-6942, Tochterman's. Yeah, I think that's the right number. You might have heard my phone turn on there. I don't get a signal here, but I can check my contacts, and I'll let you know that in a minute. So have you been fishing at all, Mark?
Yeah, actually, just got back from Myrtle Beach about 3 weeks ago, and we had such a good time that we want to get one last trip in before it gets too cold.
Well, I'll tell you, there's, you know, without going all the way to Chesapeake Beach, there's a number of charter boats out of Kent Island too.
We did that at the beginning of the summer and didn't have much luck. We caught one rock.
Yeah, well, I mean, things are different now. I mean, these guys have got the fish located and they're ready to go. So, I wouldn't just judge, you know, everything on one trip.
Right. No. So, definitely.
Yeah. So let's see here. Almost there. Let's see.
Caught a couple nice flounder and quite a few sea bass.
Where at?
Out of North Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you eat the? So, yeah. 327-6942 is the right number. I said it right the first time. Yeah. 327-6942 for talking to me.
6942. Sounds good.
Yeah, buddy. So
excellent show. A lot of good information.
I appreciate that. Did you eat the sea bass?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Gave it to relatives. The strangest thing is, I love the fish. Me and my son, we both go, and we're the only two in the family allergic to seafood.
Oh, even fish. You're allergic to fish as well. No kidding.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, you know what? I'd stay away from it too, then. Just enjoy catching it. And you know, the greater joy is to share your catch with friends and family.
That's what we do each time.
Beautiful. Mark, thank you very much.
Sure. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes, Mark. And phone number here, 410-922-6680. I was talking about CVA, wasn't I? I get distracted very easily. You know, see another shiny object, and there goes my attention. So, but CVA, the folks, they're doing a nice job. I tried to find out how the supply on their new Optima pistols was going. Have you seen this? This Optima pistol from CVA. Man, if you want to take a handgun, a black powder handgun hunting, that is the one. You got to find it at your dealer, though. They're sold out online. So, you know, check your local CVA dealer and see if they've got one. It comes in a black and stainless steel. Also comes in a camo model. So, speaking of camo, there are a number of companies and individuals that have recently popped up that do what we call hydrographics, camo dipping process. It is a film It is essentially a plastic film that is floated on water. The object to be coated is, or dipped, is placed into the film, down into the water, and as the water overflows the target, whatever it might be, whether it's a deer skull or a firearm or a bow or a piece of equipment, the film attaches to the object and covers it with whatever. And there's hundreds of patterns out there. It is a very, very interesting process to watch, an interesting process once the product is done. You can update an old firearm. You can upgrade it. You can make it look pretty cool. You can do something with a new gun if you want to make it look like a carbon fiber, or if you want to, you know, give it a, you know, flames or camo pattern. It's pretty cool. So we're working on a couple of those folks to see if we can get one to be our sponsor here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, in the same way with some good taxidermists. So we're working on that. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you, yourself.
I'm good.
A little tired. I see you're just waking up. I'm just getting ready to go to sleep.
Aha, I gotcha.
I wanted to share my regular Malou of a couple of things, related, some not. But I spent a beautiful day at a place I would certainly recommend, down there in the Kent Narrows area, on either side, and some of the restaurants. I won't name them for.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. There are some nice ones down there. Some are customers, some are not. So
there you go.
You know.
Beautiful choices on either side of the road there, and beautiful views and plenty to drink and eat and be merry. And
did you see the Marilyn Waterman's statue there by Tillman Hensley?
I did not see that yet.
Well, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
If you're in Kent Narrows, it's pretty hard to miss. It's right there along Route 18, on the right hand side, right there. There's a little tackle shop there, and there's a big blue and white restaurant there on that side.
Yeah.
Right before you go under the bridge to, whatever that side is over there, where Harris's Seafood House is. But the Marilyn Waterman's, there's a monument there, a statue there, so you ought to take a look at that.
Oh, wow. And that which you mentioned was our place of eating today, and it was very wonderful.
Yeah.
And you can fish on some piers over there.
There's some nice piers right there under the bridge that people don't know about.
Yeah, and on either side, like near the restaurants on the north, on the south side.
Yep.
And across the water over near that Heritage Museum, there's an area for fishing we did last time, but it's just a great spot to shoot. You can hang a couple of days there in a little motel and tool around on foot and bike and be quite happy. Well, I had another question, though. I heard you talking about squirrels, and then I thought, I've never got around to my deer hunting since last year and getting a bow and those things I had in mind, and I was wondering... maybe some squirrel hunting would be in order with a BB gun on private property.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thought, and then that's my question. With this Maryland, to get a hunting license, am I to believe that if you're going to bow hunt, you still got to go through the license process? That
absolutely, absolutely, yes, sir. Yep, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm. Online, I was online. I started to do that test last couple of months back, and I was very all gun related, different types of guns, such. And I said, I guess you still have to do that, even if you're going to be a bow hunting person.
Yes, you do have to take the hunter's education course. Exactly right. Yep,
yeah.
And that's a precursor to anybody buying trying to buy a hunting license. You've got to have that, absolutely. Right. Unless you hunted prior to like 1977, which, you know, I have. But when I was 12 years old, I took my hunter education course back in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, and I have no idea where my hunter safety card from Pennsylvania is. So when I moved to Maryland, I took the course, I think twice, and actually held on to my card. So I have my card and been buying a hunting license ever since. So
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I guess try to understand the structure of what one has to go through to get to the point where you could be out there, but I probably still want to find a mentor or a friend to do this with and maybe watch the process before I even commit to the whole thing, because there's some areas of it that are quite foreign to me.
I got you. Well, I mean, if you went online and, I mean, if you just spent some time reading over the regulations and you know, getting yourself familiar with the different entities of hunting, you know, look at the, go to a shop right down there. There's a Sportsman Service Center there. Not Sportsman Service Center. That's what it used to be. Good grief. Sportsman Service Center. That was many moons ago. I'm talking about Chesapeake Outdoors.
Yeah, down right near where I was talking about.
Right, yeah. Stop there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Get a copy of the hunting and trapping regulations, a print copy, and then just start to look through there and read things that you're interested in, what you need, the licenses and all that type of thing, and then start to look at the hunting seasons, look at the safety regulations, look at what is legal and not legal for hunting, and, you know, give yourself a little education before you go to take that course. It's all right there, and, I mean, that's what you're going to be tested on anyway. So
I guess I'm a little bit part of the rest and about the slicing and dicing and dressing of an animal. I've done a fish before and things like that, but
right.
I've heard various things about, you know, it's kind of graphic, and I'm not sure if that's something. I mean, I'd want to do that with somebody else skilled first and find out if it's something I ever want to do or get near.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. Exactly right. So, okay.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
See you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, who do we have here on line two? Did we take a break yet? We did not. Do we need to take a break? Let's take a break, and then we'll talk to Ken and Dill. Hey, stay in line, guys, guys, gals, and we'll be right back after this. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
comes Aim. Naeem Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Ken over there in Baltimore. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, what's up, bud?
You tell me.
Well, first off, I'd just like to give a shout out. It tickles me to death. The 12-year-old boy that broke the Maryland record for bass.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep, no kidding.
Beards, let you do something special, you know, do something for him. Get him a fishing rod or something. Does he get any kind of prizes or anything?
Well, you know, he'll be recognized. He'll be recognized at the fishing challenge. Now, there is a but to this story. A but.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Apparently the landowner said that there was a verbal agreement that no bass would be taken from the pond. But they're trying to resolve that, if that is indeed true. So, you know, how do you know?
Mm-hmm. Plus, I want to say, I think we're going to get a lot of snow this year.
Man, you changed subjects on me quick, didn't you?
Yeah, because I've been hearing the same thing. I've had a bad hand problem now for 3 months.
A what problem?
I've never had a problem with hand. And everybody I've been talking to this year has told me they've had a terrible problem with the ants.
Ants. Oh, ants. Okay.
Yeah, so guess what?
I don't know.
That means we're going to get a lot of snow.
Really?
Like the almanac is sure, because if you watch, just like the squirrels, the more squirrels you see together, and I'm not saying no. Well, yeah. The ants. Same thing, you know. These ants have been driving me crazy for 3 months. So
yeah.
Everybody removes snow and sells firewood. You're going to have a good winter. Dude.
Wow, maybe you ought to look for a sponsor, huh? What do you think? Somebody sell firewood. Maybe a wood stove dealer. What do you think?
We had no snow in 2 years. I deliver car parts.
Yeah.
Body shop's been crying now for 2 years now. So
right.
Maybe that bike can make a little bit of money.
Yeah, I know the snowplow guys have pretty much not made any money on their investment. So,
in 2 years.
Yeah, I know. So, well, let's see what happens. Boy, I'd love to see a little snow in deer season. That would be good.
Well, so. Help everybody for deer season, too. I was thinking of that next.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we haven't had any cold weather. I mean, we've had south winds the last 2 years. Horrible warm weather, just off winds. Let's see. Maybe we're getting back to normal. You know, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping once 2016 gets here and we change administrations, maybe we won't have any global warming anymore, at least won't be anybody talking about it, and then things will get back to normal.
Well, it was funny because yesterday they were calling for frost in the Adirondacks.
Right.
And my buddy lives up in the mountains and all. He's telling me the leaves are starting to change early, so he's saying we're going to have an early winter.
No, I hope we do. All right, man. Thanks, Ken.
All right.
Thanks for your show support for Colton Lambert, who caught a 26-inch, 18-inch girth largemouth bass, weighed 11 pounds, 6 ounces, 12 years old, new state record Maryland largemouth bass. All right, yep. Ken, thanks, buddy.
The proudest 12-year-old in Maryland.
No doubt in my mind. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Here's Dill in Annapolis. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yep.
I have a question for you. The other day when I was driving through a waterfront community down here in Annapolis,
yes,
I noticed a bunch of geese that were, you know, just cruising by the shoreline. And one of them had its wings flared out about a foot on each side, and they were completely bare, like there was bones. And, you know, all the other ones, you know, they were just walking around, everything was fine, except for this one goose, full size, had its wings out about a foot on each side, and there was no feathers whatsoever. It looked like it was just, I don't know. What could have caused that?
Good question. Maybe an attack from a predator.
Okay.
Maybe it had been, that's a very good question. I'll have to ask my goose guy that. But obviously the goose can't fly.
He's
with a gang of what we call resident geese, the non-migratory birds that, do a lot of damage. And The answer to your question is I have no idea what would strip the feathers off of a goose.
Could he fly?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
I mean, if the tips of his wings are missing, if he's got no feathers, he's got no flight feathers. I mean, he might attempt to fly. He might be able to cruise for a couple of feet, but, you know, probably not.
Okay.
You know, and I'm thinking maybe predator. I don't know what else could have done that. Man, he might have gotten caught in a net or some fishing line, and stripped his feathers off of his wings trying to escape, something like that. You are in Annapolis. I mean, there are a lot of fishing, you know, opportunities down there. So that's a possibility. Could have tangled with a predator. Could have gotten a horrible fight with another goose. Or a dog or something like that. But I don't know what else it could have been.
I'm just curious. I listen to your show every morning.
Yeah.
And I just catch it on Saturdays, and just wondering about I don't hunt. But I was just curious. That's the reason I wanted to ask an expert just to see what was happening.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the goose, possibly being shot or anything like that. I mean, the season just came in on Monday, so any kind of injury from that would have had to have been from a prior year, if at all. But usually, usually anybody that breaks a wing on a goose is going to recover it or some. That just doesn't even make sense. I'm thinking if the feathers are totally stripped off, that it got caught in a fence, it got caught in a fishing line, it got caught in something, and as it struggled to pull free, it stripped the feathers off the ends of the wings.
Okay, great.
That's the only thing I can think of. So.
Thanks very much, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yep, you too. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody has an answer to that one, or maybe a sea neck goose and can give us some help on that. That would be interesting. All right. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, our enemies. They hate hunters. They hate fishermen. And they want us to stop pursuing our sports. We have six NFL stars who, quote, score big for animals from the folks at PETA. We won't start off with Terrell, but we'll start off with Glenn Dorsey, defensive end for the 49ers, Glenn Dorsey. He's a friend of dogs, and he supports the PETA program, Be Your Dog's Biggest Defender, as does Lance Briggs from the Chicago Bears, a linebacker. He's saying that dogs don't belong outside in the wintertime, so even though he plays in the Windy City. So he stands up for dogs, the Be Your Dog's Biggest Defenders. Now, the old PETA program called We'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur, where they'll send a naked model to an event, that protest their stance on commercial fur. We have Tony and October Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez, he's 13-time Pro Bowl vet. He and his wife are posing naked on the PETA website. We'd rather go naked than wear fur. So there we go. Now, the newest campaign is Wear Ink, Not Mink. Wear Ink, Not Mink. And now we have Brett Lockett. He is he is a tackle. He is posing naked with an appropriately placed football. Yes, and he is touting Ink, Not Mink, with all his tattoos. Be comfortable in your own skin and let animals keep theirs. And then we have former running back of the Ravens, Willis McGahee, who is also naked in the PETA commercial on their website. It is, and he stands against fur. Be comfortable in your own skin and let animals keep theirs. Ink, not mink. And finally, the headliner, Terrell Suggs. I'm sad. Terrell. He didn't go the naked route. Bare-chested, mean look on his face. He's such a handsome man anyway. Terrell is, he calls the fur industry cruel and evil. Cruel and evil. This is Terrell Suggs. Be comfortable in your own skin, Terrell. Those tattoos are nondescript. There you are. Just thought you'd like to know that Terrell and Willis are PETA supporters, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Yeah. Just thought you'd like to know. That's all. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're not PETA fans. They sell firearms for hunting, and particularly Browning firearms. They've got the X-Bolt, bolt-action rifle, and all the popular calibers. They've got the variety of shotguns available from Browning, including the new A5. Have you seen this? The A5, the five-year guarantee? Oh, my, the hump is back. That's exactly right. The A5 Humpy is back in business. They do. They have the Maxis. They have the Silver. They have the BPS pump shotgun with the bottom ejection. They've got handguns and shotguns for personal and home protection. They've got rifles of all kinds. They've got Thompson Center muzzleloaders. Yes, indeed. They also carry a wide variety of fishing tackle, tremendous selection of fishing tackle for any and all types of fishing, from panfish to striped bass and everything in between. They carry live bait. They have an up-to-date fishing report. The phone number that for that is separate from their store number, which is 247-3474. That's for the fishing report, 247-3474. And then the regular phone number if you'd like to get in touch with them for anything. Rod and reel repair, new line, archery. They've got crossbows from Coda Bow and Parker. Got Parker bows and repair and a lot of arrows and a lot of equipment that you might need. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The website is clydesports.com, clydesports.com, Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland Blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Airlines have tacked on all kinds of fees in the last few years, with the baggage fee perhaps the most hated. But the online perk you may actually be happy to pay for is a seat in a child-free zone. Many travel experts say there is consumer demand for child-free zones on airplanes. A couple of smaller airlines, including AirAsia X, offer groups of rows where children age 12 and younger are not allowed to sit. The fees vary, but one New York travel agent says business travelers in particular would pay up to $25 to sit in a child-free zone. Experts are mixed on whether U.S. airlines will adopt something like this. They say most larger U.S. airlines won't adopt child-free zones, but that smaller ones like Spirit might. And if an airline did adopt such a program, it could expect some backlash. It could alienate some families and make it harder for them to travel. And there's some debate over how effective a child-free zone might be, especially on a smaller plane. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
The Sage salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage, believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's Sage Today.
Talk Radio 680.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Just like that? There's more than that, isn't it? Not more than that? We need to dump that out of the system. And there's another version of that in there somewhere. So let's talk to Chuck in Wyoming. Hey, Chuck, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. What time is it in Wyoming?
20 minutes to 5.
20 minutes till 5. So you're on the antelope hunt there, sponsored by the group called?
Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America.
Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. There's an article about the organization and written by you in the latest issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Folks can read it in their hard copy or go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We met Chuck at the Buckwild Show, and he told us he was going to call in from Wyoming. So you're on an antelope hunt, right?
That's right.
And this is a bow hunt.
Yes.
All right. Can you tell us the name of the ranch?
Well, there's different ranches. Ranchers have donated the use of their land.
Okay.
I happen to be on the McCreary Ranch.
Okay. And where is that near?
It's south of Gillette.
Gillette. Okay. So you are in Wyoming, right now, talking to us at 5:25 in the morning, and or 4:25. Which is it? I'm sorry.
It's 2 hours ahead of you.
What is it?
I'm 2 hours ahead of you.
2 hours. So it's 4:45. 4:45. Okay, we established that, didn't we? And I'm just being stupid. Okay, now that happens. So, have you been out yet?
Yeah, I've been out for 2 days.
2 days.
So far.
Okay, so my guess is you're sitting in a permanent blind or a ground blind on a water hole.
Yes, it's a blind. It's not permanent.
Okay, so pop up blind. Yep. On a water hole or a water tank, what they call them out there. So
right.
Okay.
Right.
And have you seen some antelope?
I saw quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot of antelope in Wyoming. Are you waiting for the right one, or are you waiting for your guide to tell you that's the right one, or are you on your own?
The guide isn't in the blind with me, but it's up to me which animal I take.
Right.
I got a couple shots on Thursday, but I missed.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday I had a nice group come in with four doe and a buck, and then four fawns, a doe. It's 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Four fawns, the buck, and then four doe. Came in to 25 yards from me. I had my crossbow up. I was ready to pull the trigger. He kept one of the fawns between me and him, so somehow he knew that was a good thing to do.
Indeed. Well, you know what? You're out there, and, Chuck is disabled. He gets around primarily in a wheelchair. And
it's not me. I'm disabled from the standpoint I had a stroke.
Stroke. I'm sorry. Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly.
That's
yes.
Right. You know. My right side.
Your right side, yeah. I'm sorry. But there are wheelchair-bound hunters out there with you, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you're all having a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time. There's we've had 50% success so far. There's still six of us that need to get one today.
Well, you're gonna up your odds today. I predict that you're going to take a nice buck today.
Oh, thanks. I hope so.
Yep, indeed. So, It's always nice to hear from you again. Nice to meet you at the show, and nice to hear about your organization. And once you get back and we get settled down a little bit, we'll get some of the folks from that organization on the air.
Sounds good.
Yep. And look, enjoy it. Wish all those guys the best of luck today. And have they killed any really nice giant bucks out there?
There's been a couple There's been a couple of nice ones. Nothing to get that excited about.
I'm going to say 12, 13 inch bucks. You know,
probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad buck. I mean, you get a nice curl. You get big cutters. You get good heavy tops and nice bases, and that's all you can ask for is a good representative, right?
Right.
Have you taken an antelope before?
No, this is my first.
Oh, well, then you're definitely going to get one today. So, all right, good. All right, well, Chuck, you enjoy it. And anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, just getting ready to go down to the church where we're based out of for breakfast and meet up with my guys.
All right, good for you, buddy. Good luck today.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling in, Chuck. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeedy. Now, how do you like that? A call from Wyoming. We've had people call here from all over the world, actually. One fellow used to call us from wherever he was having an adventure. He called us from, I think, Argentina. I think we got a call. I think we got a call from New Brunswick. All over the world, and that's what we like to hear. And we know people are listening all over the world. Former Marylanders who used to listen to the show may have moved out of state. We know people are listening online in Ohio and Pennsylvania and New York and North Carolina and other places like that. And we appreciate all of our folks in our audience. So, you know, we do. We greatly appreciate that. And we like hearing from you. The way to get in touch with us is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And I usually answer everybody's email. I've answered a few while we've been on the air here this morning. And people are sending me emails, and some friends and some folks that we've met, and we're just when we take a break, we're getting back to them and saying hey and answering their emails. So and sometimes people send suggestions on something that they hear on the air. So we're waiting to see a couple of those, and we'll answer them. If we don't get to them while we're on the air, we'll answer them when we're back home. So how we doing? I'm worn out. I'd like to take another phone call if we have one before we take another break. 410-922-6680. Anything you've heard here? Yep. So, you know, there Chuck, who just called us from Wyoming, has had a stroke, and he's still out there hunting. And bow hunting is this focus of this organization, and it's a very, how do I want to say this, inspirational organization, faith-based, and I just think that anybody who's disabled and makes the extra effort to enjoy their passion, and that's the physically challenged bow hunters of America, they have all the admiration for me in the world. And so you can check them out at where's the website? Wow. PCBA. Just Google PCBA, and you'll get right to that if you have any interest in that. So we liked hearing from Chuck, and we wish him good luck on the Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Pretty good. I called you because I called you about a month ago.
I do remember, yep.
Best Club of Baltimore County?
Yeah, I do remember, Ray.
Okay, I sent you an email.
Yes, you did.
Whether you got it or not.
Well, you told me I couldn't show up till like October or November.
You're great.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
So, we do, I will have all the guys here, and I got the books and all. I wanted to tell you, they fished the Choptank River the other day, and one of the guys made a statement that he never caught so many small bass and lost so many big ones. Exactly. We got a tournament next week on the Potomac.
Yeah,
and we'll be pushing that later on. Maybe if you get out here and get to meet him, we have a school teacher that does the newsletter.
Yeah,
and we can send you a newsletter and let you know what we've been doing over
that,
the months.
That would be great. What I'd like you to do is, when you want me to show up, send me an email about a week ahead of time.
Okay. Well, any time from now on out is fine. Most spies are back from vacation.
Yeah.
So if you want to, it's always the third Friday of the month.
Okay.
Okay. And
all right.
You got everything else.
All right.
Have a good day. And
hold on, Ray. Let me do this again, because my memory bank is not that great. Okay. We'll put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll get your phone number one more time, and then that way we'll connect. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's put Ray up.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away.
And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Hey, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you want a gun, you better hurry up and get one before the new gun law comes into effect on October 1st. And I only say that because Clyde's is doing an early release on the guns before the state police check gets back. They're abiding by the law. It's 10 days, and you can get your firearm. But the law's kicking in on October 1st, and after that, who knows how long it will be before you can actually obtain a firearm. Who knows what will be in place. Who knows what you'll have to do. Right now, you don't have to be fingerprinted. You don't have to have a license, and you don't have to register. I mean, you're going to be in a database somewhere, but you don't have to get your fingerprints and get the license and take a course. So I would say now is the time to buy a handgun if you're thinking about that law coming into effect. And Clyde Sports Shop has plenty. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for their firearms, and I've actually purchased two there in the last couple months, and I'm very happy with them. One handgun and one long gun. So, you know, check them out for guns and all the fishing tackle, all the services, the rod and reel repair, putting line on your reels, the gunsmithing services, scope mounting and bore sighting. They've got a full-time gunsmith, and they do a good job. That's where I get my stuff taken care of. So firearms and fishing tackle, bait, you name it, Clyde Sport Shop. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 is Clyde Sport Shop. The fishing hotline is 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole to meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. And mighty fine for skipping.
All right. Let's see if this phone call that I'm experimenting with works.
Phone.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, Alan, how are you?
Good, buddy. Wanted to call you before you went under the knife on Monday.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Just to let our listeners know to send you good wishes for your surgery on Monday. And we got about a minute. Can you give us a real quick fishing report?
Sure, I sure can. Crabs have come back a little bit, not good, but a little bit it's picked up, spiked. Fishing is still good. Chumming is scattered. It looks like it's moved to trolling more than chumming. They're still getting keepers chumming,
yep,
but it looks more like trolling we're moving to in the fall.
Okay.
Live line is still pretty good at the bridge and at 86.
We got breaking fish, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, below the bridge, not above the bridge yet.
Right. Right, and that's a lot of fun to kind of slide up onto that, drift into that, or towards that school and toss a bucktail out there and see what happens.
One of the most fun things to do on the bay, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, if you put a little heavier bucktail on there, get down through the top 10 layers of fish, you get maybe down in the mid layer, you might catch a couple legal ones that way.
That's correct. The bigger fish do seem to be mid depth to bottom.
Yes, indeed. And I'm hearing Spanish mackerel, I'm hearing bluefish, I'm hearing drum, I'm hearing everything.
Bluefish are up here now. Spanish Macs aren't quite above the bridge yet.
Right. Gotcha. All right, bud.
Okay, great.
Hey, look, thinking about you. Do well during your surgery, and you got a lot of fans out there.
Well, thank you very much.
See
I appreciate
you, bud.
It.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There goes the music, and we're just, we survived another show, didn't we? Yep. Good deal. All right. Well, folks, that does it for us. We hope you're enjoying. We hope you enjoyed the Outdoors and Radio show for this week. We'll be back again next week, same time, same station. Get out, stay safe. Don't forget the email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Adios.
Hunters, you can win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Stimulus.